Heat on the street. The latest celeb secrets live from Heat Magazine in London. City Talk 105.9.
Yes, and joining us from Heat Magazine, live in London, Laura Atkinson. Good afternoon, Laura.
Hello, good afternoon.
Somebody's just been telling me you went to see Britney Spears' concert.
I did. I was flown out to New Orleans, can you believe it?
Wow, was that her the opening concert, was it?
It was. It was the first night, last Tuesday.
And yes. How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. I had a brilliant time. I thought she was absolutely amazing. And it was a brilliant comeback.
Excellent. I was talking to... I can't recall his name now, but a documentary maker who's making a documentary about the fans of Britney Spears and why it is that, you know, they are just so loyal to her.
They really are. Actually, it's funny you should say that, because when I was there, I chatted to quite a lot of fans, and sort of we vox popped a few of them, and they were brilliant but crazy.
Really?
Crazy. Oh, they were fantastic. They were all dressed up like Britney. Britney through the ages, so you had lots of schoolgirls, and there was one of the girls was in the head-to-toe red cat suit from the Oops, I Did It Again video, and oh, they just love her, you know. I mean, she could have got on stage and just sort of done nothing and they would have loved it.
But what is it about her? What do you think it is? What qualities does she have that make people just, you know, almost worship her?
I think for a lot of these girls, they really grew up with Britney, which is what a lot of them told me, because, you know, sort of they loved her when they were sort of 14, 15, and now it's nearly 10 years on, you know, and she's like a friend to them. And also she's had her ups and downs, very much so, and people love that, you know. People
she's had a checkered life, hasn't she, really?
She really has. She was the biggest star in the world, and then it sort of all came crashing down a bit. You know, she got married, she got divorced, she had her drugs problem, she had a nervous breakdown, you know, and now everyone wants to see people coming back, don't they? They love a sort of a success story, a comeback story.
And all those things, all those aspects of her life reflected in her songs, maybe that's why people can relate.
Yeah, I think so. Her new album, there are quite a few nods to certain things, and she talks about the paparazzi and the media and people's perceptions of her, and yeah, it's very clever, you know, people like that.
So, Britney, yeah, well worth seeing them, because she's bringing the show to these shores.
She is. I think she's coming over in May, and I would highly recommend it. I mean, the tickets aren't the cheapest in the world, I don't think. I think they're sort of around the £75 mark, but it's an amazing
show.
Not
bad for a world-class star.
Well, no, you can pay a lot more for Madonna, for example, who charges 150, you know, sort of upwards. So, and it's a fantastic show. It's a bit like a Vegas show. It's really sort of, it's quite full on. There's a lot. It's not just her on a stage. There's lots of fireworks and pyrotechnics and things like that.
Okay, in this week's magazine, then, Laura, Rihanna.
Yes, Rihanna and Chris Brown. The saga continues.
It is a saga. What's the latest on that?
Well, the latest is that both parties have kept very, very quiet. You know, no one's made any... There's been the odd statement, and also, very importantly, there hasn't been any pictures of the two of them together. Because there's been pictures of Rihanna, she's taking a break, she's on holiday, as is Chris Brown, who's been water skiing in Florida, weirdly. But apparently they are now together again, and they're sort of hiding out. And there's even talk of them recording a song together, which, you know, until it's confirmed, I think, take that one with a pinch of salt. But... you know, friends of Rihanna's are saying that she's still in love with him, and obviously everyone's saying don't take him back, but it looks like it's heading that way.
Strange situation.
It really is. It's bizarre. You know, he's so young, and they're both so young, you know, and it's, and kind of more facts are coming out about the actual, from the police report, and, you know, the details are really horrific, really horrific. Obviously, we all saw that photo of her bruised face. It's really quite a depressing story, really.
And even Oprah was, she was brought into the, into the calls to not get back with him, not get back together.
Yeah, she did like a really, on public plea on her TV show, sort of saying, you know, he's done it once, he'll do it again, which is what everyone's kind of saying to her, but, you know, she's apparently still very much in love with him.
Well, we've discussed this very topic on the show, you know, how there are girls out there, women out there, who do take... people back who abuse them for whatever reason it may be.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, you know, it's the fact that she's a celebrity, she's no different, I don't think. You know, she's got the same issues and the same kind of choices to make. But everyone, you know, Chris Brown, I mean, his career is very much kind of on the skids, as it were, at the moment, with a lot of people distancing themselves from him. So, he's got a lot of making up to do if he wants to even kind of be back in the place he once was.
And in the meantime, hanging on to her coattails, as it were.
Well, exactly. It's an interesting situation. And I think, really, what everyone's waiting for is, you know, Rihanna to do the big interview with someone. Maybe she'll do Oprah or something. I wouldn't be surprised if she does a big TV show like that. But until she does, I think it's all, you know, we can only speculate.
And Robbie Williams...
Yes, what's the lovely Robbie.
The big story on Robbie, we haven't heard that much from him lately.
No, he's been in LA, but he's. We were lucky enough to get our hands on his first interview in 2 years, which our TV editor Boyd did.
It's a bit of a scoop.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it's a great scoop, and it's fun. It's a very. It's quite rude. Quite rude interview. It's basically Robbie's doing comic relief with David Walliams and Matt Lucas on Friday,
right.
And he's appearing in a sketch with them. Obviously, he's done that before. He dressed up as one of the ladies a couple of years
ago.
That's
right. He did. Yes.
But this one, he's dressed up as this new character, which is a sort of a very sweet-looking young girl. I don't know if you've seen it, but she kind of opens her mouth, and out comes all sorts. So he was talking about that really, but he went into great detail about Loose Women because he's a massive fan of the show.
Is he really?
Apparently so, and he talked about he kind of put the Loose Women in order of preference as to who he'd kind
of. I can't believe anyone's a fan of Loose Women.
Oh, him and David Walliams in our interview talk about it for ages. They're obsessed with it.
Really?
Yeah, their favourite is Colleen Nolan.
Good old Colleen.
Yeah,
yes.
They love Colleen. So yeah, I'm sure I'd love to. I want to know what Colleen thinks about that, actually.
And the debate goes on as to whether she's going to be back on ice at the weekend.
Well, indeed, yeah, she's got her injury. I mean, she was, you know, she's made it through to the semi final, the quarter finals, whichever it is.
I'm really surprised at.
It's, yeah, also, I think Donald McIntyre's a bit of a surprise as well, actually. Mm-hmm. I never thought he'd get as far as he has done.
That's true.
But yeah, no, I think people love Colleen, you know. She might not be she's not the best ice skater, I'm sure she'd be the first to admit that, but the public are putting her through, so.
Any mention from Robbie? Let's just go back to Robbie Williams. Any mention from him about getting back with Take That or new album coming out?
Well,
what's he up to?
Interestingly, when Boyd, our TV ad, went along to interview him, at one point in the interview, I think David Walliams says how much he loves Greatest Day, the song by Take That, and Robbie starts singing it in the interview, which is quite a surreal moment, I think. But no, he's keeping very quiet on that. I mean, he's got a solo album out this year, so he's focusing on that at the moment. But you know, him and Gary, they're friendly again, so I don't think it's not a no.
Watch this space, as they say.
Indeed.
And finally, just give us one more story from this week's magazine to finish on.
Well, obviously Jade is very much in everyone's minds at the moment, and we had this week the pictures of Jade's kind of the last job that she did, which she did in December, which was she appeared in a music video for an Irish singer, I do believe, where she's dressed up as Marilyn Monroe, and I think you can watch it on YouTube, but it's a really kind of poignant. Sort of, you know, she looks beautiful in it, absolutely beautiful. And yeah, we've got pictures of that, really.
Laura, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
That was Laura Atkinson live from our studio in London. With all the latest from Heat magazine, you can catch up with more showbiz gossip on our webpage, citytalk.fm.